Letter from Luke Winkie to the Honorable Lawrence J. Villardo of the Western District of New York. Case number 1-26-CV-00181, document number 13. Added to the case file on July 27, 2026. Page 1. Once James is paid, we are bringing a lot to the U.S. Supreme Court, similar to how it was the same random person from Texas who recently got the law changed saying we can have marijuana and guns together. So we can focus on working on courtroom defendants and convicted persons versus USA, without any further distractions. Hopefully in this particular courtroom we can do something for more than just myself in terms of nationwide law enforcement, just shoving someone in jail unexpectedly if their phone was hacked or if someone else was using their phone. On a side note, I see that a preliminary hearing achieved the DNA evidence from Tyler Robinson's case getting delegitimized. So imagine what a Rochester preliminary hearing could do for me all this time later into 2026. Wankville of Wank RD, Cattaraugus County needs to be turned into public lands. The Libertarian Party needs to be coerced away from scamming everyone and turned into a PAC. Former Olean Mayor William Aiello, should he accept, needs to be legally recognized as acting priest of St. John S. of Olean in cooperation with the diocese.
Reasons.
Victoria Ball and Carl Palladino both know I'm the head of the Trump Gaza Casino Hotel Development Office of Ellicott Development, and continuing to hold me like this is really holding back peace in Gaza. Judge Jadina's oldest grandson Luke Winkie.
Page 2.
Hello again to what I call to myself my lawsuit courtroom. I'm counting on James Tabner of Concord, MA, to take all of my legal concerns to the U.S. Supreme Court, ever since I was first introduced to James through another inmate at FMC DeVens. If that was truly the voice of Yahweh in a dream I had one night, then Courtroom Defendants and Convicted Persons v. USA is going to break records in terms of criminal justice changes. I'm both selfish and selfish in wanting legal issues fixed. I know James is not licensed in this state, but I hope it's not a problem to eventually have him in this particular courtroom for lawsuit help. I recently met with Stephen Rick, a Monroe County prosecutor, concerning my second-degree assault charges against Derek Van Epps. He knows I'm not the one who did anything to anyone these last 54 months, and he knows that NY state troopers don't pick people up over what I've been at Monroe County Jail for since December. April 28th, Rochester was going to appeal the detention hearing. May 5th, they were going to drop the case entirely. Sad that I, grandchild of a former village judge, can't feel safe going on the internet where I once socialized with the outside world like everyone else does, and where I once advertised piano tuning customers unless I have legal safeguards put up. The arrogant people at the Buffalo FBI who pointed guns at me in the Family Dollar parking lot over a nonviolent witness-exempt speech crime can learn how arrogant it is to shove someone in a car and say fascist things like Frank Passafium is a good lawyer. And this crime doesn't do much time anyways. They are why there were bomb threats at Buffalo's 250th celebrations.